lot of people didn't give Skema a chance of winning that game, but I think we worked hard in the first game at Chorley to bring them back to Stormy Corner. And I think tactically, I think we got it right. You know, we defended particularly well in the first game. But in the second game, obviously, we had to be a little bit more sort of cavalier. We set out to win the game in the second game. We set out to spoil in the first. And I think, you know, all things being equal, I think over the two games, we were well worth our win.
In terms of your recent form, you've played quite a lot of cup ties, haven't you? And it seems to have really picked up your form lately.
Well, when you lose a lot, you know, players because of other clubs coming in for them financially, you know, we lost two players to Marine. We also had injuries that were quite substantial. And we don't carry a big squad. We can't afford to do that. So what you've got to do, you've got to go out and you've got to try and introduce other players who you think might meet the criteria. And it's not something, you can't go and just pick a player off the shelf. You've got to go and you've got to judge them, and then you've got to back your judgment, basically. They've got to fit into your budget. All managers will tell you that. And then, obviously, they've got to fit into whether, you know, the way you play your football. Now, we've brought a few players in recently, and we've also given one or two of the youngsters in the club a chance, you know. And, yeah, things are settling down a little bit now, and I think we've plugged the gaps that were left when players, left the club.
I wouldn't wish to hang any for sale signs around any players' necks, but you've got this reputation for developing them, bringing them through and then moving on to bigger and better things. Do you feel like you've got more in your midst, even if they're not quite the finished article, but coming through?
Absolutely. I mean, we've always been proud of, you know, the players that have used Skemmersdale as a stepping stone. You know, we're going up to Fylde on Saturday, and we'll have a drink with Matty Hughes after the game. And Matty's one of those people. He went to Fleetwood, you know, and started a career after coming to us as a youngster, and, you know, we got him from local football. You know, we polished him up, and he's got a really good move now, and he's you know, yeah, he's on the ladder, if you like, you know, to a career. And we're very proud of that. We're proud of the reputation that we've got, you know, bringing these youngsters through. You know, but, yeah, maybe we take more of a chance than other people, but, yeah, we've got one or two others as well.
And in terms of this next game and Fylde, it'll be a really big challenge, but I would imagine with your managerial history, it's the kind of challenge that you absolutely relish.
Yeah, it'll be totally different to Chorley. Chorley, they go through the air. You know, Chorley, big, strong side and very sort of up and under. You know, we're going to play on a really, really good surface on Saturday. You know, on Fylde, are renowned for, Dave chooses teams that play. They can get it down, they can pass, they can, you know, entertain. And that's what we'll have to sort of encounter this time round. So it'll be a totally different sort of challenge for us, but one we're really looking forward to.
What sort of size of scale of achievement would it be to get through to the next round and knock out a Fylde team who are going so well in the Conference North?
You know, it'll be similar to the Chorley thing. You know, as I say, we've got no right to be beating Chorley. You know, the teams with that sort of support and that sort of financial clout shouldn't get beat by, you know, the likes of us. But I'll tell you now, you know, Jay Chandler has done his own work. He was at the last game. You know, I spoke to him before the game. You know, and he's took the trouble to come and assess us. So, you know, he's done his job, you know, really well. He's come down himself. He could have sent someone down to do a report, but he didn't. He's treated us with the utmost respect. And he knows that, you know, if we're on our day, we'll give them a game, you know. And then, do you know what? There's only 11 of them. They're only going to have 11 of them out there, you know. And football's a funny game, as we all know. We'll be giving it our best shot, that's for sure. And you know, who knows? Yeah, you know, at the end of the day, we're the underdogs, but we were the underdogs when we went to Chorley.
Yeah, and just finally, in terms of the season as a whole, are you a subscriber to the theory that just winning games breeds confidence, that whether it's Cup, League, it can have an impact and it can help you out, whatever competition you win in?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we played in the Liverpool Senior Cup last night, and, we've gone into the semi-final. So yeah, you know, it's one of them situations where, you know, winning can be a habit, can't it? And it's one we all love to do. You know, and we're going up there. We're going up to File to enjoy ourselves. And as I say, we'll see where the outcome lies.